Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
So yesterday we had some Workers' Day rallies taking place around the country. As we know, every time there is a commemoration of a public holiday, especially a public holiday of significance, then we're going to have somebody somewhere getting on a podium and speaking. And yesterday, of course, ANC Deputy President Paul Mashatile emphasized that the struggle for a better working environment is far from over. He was speaking at COSATU's Workers' Day rally, which was held at Currie Fontaine Sports Ground in Durban. He highlighted that South African workers continue to face pressing challenges such as youth unemployment, wage inequality, and skills shortage. And speaking of youth unemployment, he also made mention of the fact that it's currently standing at 59%, and that the persistent wage gap between executives and workers underscores the need to intensify the fight for workers' liberation. So I wanted to put it out there to the listeners of Kaya 959. Are you part of a labor union? Is it working for you? And here in studio, I'd like to know from you. Are you guys part of a labor union? Do you think labor unions still hold a place in today's economy? Or are they just there to show face now, but they're not necessarily fighting the good fight that employees would like them to fight on their behalf?
You know, Mpo, what we have seen over the years, and if just speaking to the various union leaders, is that relevance of union, is declining.
Yeah.
Because there's a battle for each of them to now remain relevant and upkeep with membership.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people are just like, oh no, I'm not going to be a part of this. What is the point?
Because I don't think the youth are into joining labor unions.
Yeah.
But I think also the job market has changed a lot. I mean, the advent of social media, what labor union does social media fall under?
I mean,
there's so many other careers now that aren't as mainstream as our parents were. You know, if you're a nurse, you belong to a labor union. My mother was a teacher. She was a SATU member for the entirety of her profession. So it's also the changing job market, I think. But I think for the traditional jobs, the labor unions are very, very important, because they still protect labor's rights from employers, because there's so many things that happen between the employee and the employer that are transgressing those rights between those two parties, and labor unions play a vital role in making sure that there's mediation between those two parties.
To be honest with you, for the longest time I always looked at labor unions as something that worked for those who work in government and those who work in mining, those who work in industry, but I never really looked at them outside of those kind of spaces. And Pila Sande raises a valid point. Even the youth, they probably see labor unions and are like, ah, this is for our parents.
Yes.
If we want to mobilize somewhere, we get onto social media, we say, Kaya must fall.
Yeah.
And then we're all there. Yeah. That's how we mobilize as young people.
It's so true. Is the standards of bureaus, like SAB, is that a private company? Just came to me now, as you were saying that labor unions are mostly affiliated to government for you.
Yeah.
Because recently, is it Nehao? Yeah, it's Nehao. They got a victory for the SAB. I think a 5.8% wage increase. And I'm speaking under correction. Maybe Mpo would know. Which shows that they are really still a formidable force. And they can champion people's rights. And I also know that COSATU recently, they were very at the forefront of the two-pot system. Remember the two-pot system?
Yes. Mm.
They were at the forefront of that as well. So like Upila was saying, that they are really there in the forefront, championing, you know, for workers' rights, working conditions as well. However, membership is declining, from my understanding, and I do not know why that is.
Yeah, I think it's young people.
Yeah, but it's also got to do how relevant is this union to me
specifically.
But okay, for on the one end, you're looking at how there's this sense of belonging. We have one cause. You know, there's inequality in the workplace. We're fighting for wages. Let us speak in one voice. And we do so. And it takes so long to eventually get that 1% or 0.5% increase after exhausting ourselves so much. And on that front, it's nice to be part of a group. On the other end, let's what Pillar was saying, looking at the trends, how long are young people staying in jobs?
Yep.
Are you in the job for 10 years, 20 years?
They move
or are you there for 2 years or 3 years and you're like, you know what? I don't need this in my life. I'm moving on to
Can
my
I
next
come
job.
In there? But, well, Kosatu's turning 40 years, I think, in December.
Yeah.
That should show you that it's still there's very still relevant, relevant
and a space for them. Them.
Although I'm just now trying to think, don't we call it somewhere else as opposed to labor unions? Are there no other names? Maybe we're looking at it as labor unions, but maybe they're going under other names. I don't know, like your Nedlags or
maybe. Perhaps it is something else that is completely different. But that's what I'm throwing out to you. Are you part of a labor union? Is it working for you where you work? Are labor unions still relevant and championing workers' rights, or are they just political tools? How do you navigate when it comes to your work as well as labor unions? Let's have this conversation. I would love to hear what you think about that.
Paul, you are 100% right. In this day and age, unions, they only represent government sectors. Private sectors, these people are, they get bribed. They get bribed, I'm telling you. They are doing nothing. Union are useless, I'm telling you. A lot of people are suffering because union, they say they will come and represent them, but they don't show up. They are being bought. So they only work for years for government sectors. Maybe they are still effective, but for private, that thing doesn't work, Mpo.
Hey, good morning, Mpo. You know, according to my pay slip, it's funny now that I think of it, I have never been part of any labor union or whatever, but according to my pay slip, there's money that these guys take, this organization. And now me, I'm a little bit, you know, reluctant to ask PHR, which, who are these guys?
Why?
Because I've never been to any of their conferences, rallies or something, but on my pay slip, they appear. So I'll take it. I'm part of a labor union, you know, because there's money they take. And should things go south, I'll contact them and then I'll just give them my credentials, you know.
What I find interesting is that should things go wrong, first he must find out who they are before he can contact them.
He doesn't know.
You don't even know who they are. Hey, interesting. But anyway, it's time for the kiddies. It is your turn. I know you are on holiday. Greetings, my babies. I hope you are having yourselves a great, great time chilling at home. But now I'd like to see how well you know your riddles.
I don't know, Mpo. Maybe in the public sector it works. But in the private sector, I don't see a point. I honestly don't see a point. You know, it's the same as having a transformation department in the private sector. It makes no sense to me, because if you really look at all senior, and I mean top senior management, they are all white, and the only person that's black is the transformation director. And you sit there and you're like, but this doesn't make sense. Why do we even have such a portfolio, whereas a company that is 70% black still has 90% white senior managers? So things like those, maybe in public sector, in the public sector, but in private, nah, unfortunately not.
Since the world, good morning. Inyonyana isebenzi sinayo la sikhona ngeke ngisho udini igama layo le company ngeke ngisho kodwa cha inyonyana isebenzi. Ningi engakukhuluma namanje la efonini, but kuningi abangibaningi abasemsebenzini abangimamela abangizwayo. So uyazi into omnyama unjani, uyathumela ngale kumlungu uthi lo uthi lo uthi. So hayi cha, inyonyane hayi ayisebenzi, sesimanje siyasebenza nje. Sazi ungezobathi ungazi emsebenzini sokuphelile ngawo. Ngeke kwenzele nithi inyonyane.
Good morning, 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 ladies. Let me tell you, I work for the government, yes, but these people, they are bloody useless. I don't want to tell lies. They represent, they sleep in the same table with the employer. They will never, I ngeke, shame. I'm a union, I ngeke. I, bamani batati malitu, njek pela, I ngeke. It's not on.
I actually would like to hear from someone who says, labor unions do work. They worked for me when I was in a particular situation and I needed someone to fight for me and my rights, because we can't all be saying the same thing, right?
Good morning, Paul. Good morning, KFM family. Look, when I joined the company, that was in 2016, my elder brother said to me, hey, chief, join a fella. No, they don't assist these people, but join a fella. That was in 2016. In 2023, there was a problem at work with my brother. They wanted to fire him. And the union saved his job. The funny part is this weekend, we're celebrating his promotion and his birthday.
Halala, you see. Maybe they work for some people.
He
just said they work for some people. Because, I mean, as you were saying, is it Kosatu that is turning 40?
I think it's Kosatu.
Yeah, that is turning 40. That means there is a level of relevance there.
There is. And I just, you know, as you go on with this conversation, Paul, I'm thinking about the other unions. I think there's BEMAO for broadcasting. It's a broadcasting union.
Really?
I think it stands for, yes, multi-choice and the likes. There's also Sakao for pick and pay and those kind of bigger retailers. There's also a textile workers, textile union. Labor union that I actually, it's not coming to mind
yeah.
now, that also represents like the clothing industry. So there are plenty. We're just used to the usual ones.
The ones that are more outspoken.
Who also represent private companies.
Wow. It is 6:42. If you'd like to get in on the conversation with regards to the relevancy and effectiveness of labor unions in today's economy, you're more than welcome to send through those voice notes. Taking more after this.
Unions have really become useless. I myself found myself in a situation where I was paid 400 rand for the whole month. I was a barman. So managers were looting stock and getting in on us. The union was supposed to represent me. They never came. Luckily, I read a lot. I was able to like stand for myself and I won the case. Right now, I'm not in the union. We've seen securities lose jobs. My union, Atati Mali from the business owners. So unions are deep in the pockets of the business owners. So they've become really useless.
Labor unions do work. That's a levy, which is 1% of your monthly salary, which you pay if you are not unionized. Now, if you are on a union, you pay something like 35 rand a month for subscription or membership. Now, if you take, you earn 10,000 a month and the employer deducts 1% of 10,000, which is 100 rands, and the union is only charging you 35 rands for subscription. So which one are you going to opt for? I'll opt for 35 rand because 100 rand is small. That's my 2 cent contribution.
Morning, Paul. Morning, guys. Morning. I work at the mines. There's this union, National Union of Mine Workers. That one is useless. That one is useless. You know that thing of Marikana? It was not supposed to happen. I don't work in the platinum sector. That thing was not to happen. But because of that union that sleeps with the Mkash, that thing happened because of greediness. And it, even here in gold sector, that union is still useless. You see, if it was not because of AMCU, we'll still be earning peanuts today.
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much for the voice notes. Mixed views, but I absolutely love the fact that you have come out and given your opinion when it comes to labor unions. They work for some, they don't work for others. But I guess at the end of the day, it is your decision whether you want to become a part of a labor union. Because as we heard from another voice note, sometimes you might not think you need them up until you need them.
You missed it live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.